This morning we come to day three of the morning revival line, the purpose and practice of having a morning time with the Lord. Amen. How about we read the title of today all together, day three. Needing to be revived daily. Amen. So we really want to see our need to be revived. Why do we call it morning revival? The reason why we call it morning revival is because what does revival mean? What does that word mean, revival? It means to live again. That's right. Reviva. Viva is the word for life, right? So it's to be alive again. And what does that imply? To be alive again means you are dead, right? So we need to come from a dead state to a living state. Amen. And we need to do this every day. Amen. Why do we need to do this? Because we die every day. Amen. It's in the Bible. Paul says, I die daily, right? So every day we need to experience revival. We are in the flesh, we are in the self, we're in our old man, we're in the world, and we experience death. Just like every day you need to shower, right? Why do you need to shower? It's not because you were rolling in the mud, not because you were doing something really dirty, but because just being in the world we get dirty, right? And so we have to shower every day. Otherwise, it becomes very apparent that we haven't showered, right? If you go without showering, it becomes very apparent, you know. And so, if we go without morning revival, it becomes very apparent to those around us. You're in death, you know, right? And we are in death, you know. So we need to be revived, and you know. So in these discussions about morning revival, you know, we have a specific burden to encourage you in your touch with the Lord in the morning. And so this may be a practice that is unfamiliar to some of you. Maybe you're a new Christian, or maybe you're new to the church life and you didn't have this practice before, or maybe you're not new to the church life, but you still struggle. Either way, we really just have the burden to encourage you to, use your morning times to just touch the Lord. It's not something technical. It's not something that's difficult. It's not something that is even formulaized. I don't know the word, formulaic or whatever. But it's just something that you are going to touch the Lord. It's just as if you were going to imagine you have a spouse and you wake up and the first thing you do is you kiss your spouse in the morning. Right? That's exactly the way it is with the Lord. We need to wake up and we just need to kiss the Lord, right? Because he's the most lovable one. He's the one who we love. And the purpose of morning revival, this is something, just hope that you don't have this concept, but the purpose of morning revival is not necessarily to have a better day. You know, this is something I've heard a lot of testimonies, and I don't want to negate those testimonies. I'm not speaking bad about them, saying you should never say this. You know, if this is your experience, amen. But I've heard a lot of people say, oh, I had, you know, when I don't have morning revival, I notice a difference. You know, I notice that my day is worse than if I don't have morning revival than the days I do. But that's not my experience. My experience is, my morning revival time, you know, doesn't affect my day. I don't know. Maybe I'm just strange like that. I haven't figured it out. But I realize, though, the purpose is not to have a better day, right? We're not trying to make our day better, or, you know, put ourselves in a good mood, you know, think positive thoughts in the morning. That's not the goal. The goal is simply to touch the Lord, right? The goal is simply to kiss the Lord. And, so we need to practice this. And one thing I want to encourage you also is a lot of churches, almost all the churches, have a practice of using a book. It's called The Holy Word for Morning Revival. And this book, I encourage you to buy one and to use it, because it's very specifically designed for you to help enhance your morning revival time, where it's got outline points, it's got verses that you can pray read, and it's got ministry that's not too long. It's not something that'll take you a very long time, and even the ministry, you can pray over the ministry. You can pray over anything. You may, I'll give you an example. If you have, you know, you're reading here, it says a vital matter that is crucial to the practice of the church life in the new way is our living a life of morning revival and daily victory. We should not consider that to have a personal morning revival is difficult. I read that line and I said, Lord, sometimes I think that having morning revival is difficult. So what I did was I took the line and I prayed it to the Lord. I said, Lord, this is something I should not consider difficult, Lord. If I do consider it difficult, Lord, overcome in me, you know? This is something that it should just be so sweet to me, Lord. So I pray, Lord, that you would be sweet to me this morning. Amen. Be sweet to me right now, Lord. I want to kiss you and I want to have a very enjoyable time with you. So in this way, you can take just one line from a reading and turn it into a prayer, turn it into something that you use to kiss the Lord. So just remember in this way, it's very simple, the practice of having morning revival. It's not something that's technical or difficult or even I hope it doesn't make you fearful. I hope it's something that you look forward to every morning, not something you think, oh, I have to have morning revival again, you know. But it's something that's very enjoyable. So now I'm going to hand it over to Brother Chris. And we're hoping to give you guys plenty of time to have your morning revival this morning, but then also to come back and share some testimonies afterwards. So here's Chris.
Amen. Oh, God, morning, trainees.
Amen.
Oh, it's so good to be with you all this morning. Actually, my burden this morning can actually be summed up in those two words, God and morning.
Amen.
So what is the goal of being revived or having morning revival in the morning? It is to touch the Lord.
Amen.
And actually, Ryan spent some time on this word being revived and what it means. And my burden this morning is showing there's a need for us to be revived. And why is there a need? Actually, first of all, what's our condition in the morning? If you're anyone like me, I don't usually wake up in the morning leaping out of bed, ready to praise the Lord, or my spirit is not as exercised as all of ours were last night. I usually wake up in a dry, cold condition, and to use Brother Ron's word, I usually grope to consciousness. So that's my condition in the morning. And actually, there's two verses in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1 and 5. I just want to read it to you really quickly. Verse 1 says, "And you, though dead in your offenses and sins." So actually, this is my condition a lot of times in the mornings. But, praise the Lord, it doesn't stop there. In verse 5, Paul goes on to say, "Even when we were dead in offenses, made us alive together with Christ."
Amen.
So we can be made alive in the morning.
Yes.
So actually, this is our real need in the mornings, is to touch the Lord. Touch the Lord as life. And there are a few practical handles that I found helpful in my Christian life that I just want to pass on to you all on how to really touch the Lord. And I also want to uplift our appreciation of two things: calling on His name and praying to God. Sometimes when I call on the Lord in the mornings, there's a hidden agenda behind it, right? I'm super anxious for my day. Oh no, I have an exam this day. I call on the Lord. Lord, oh, deliver me from my anxiety. And it's easy to get into my mind. But I just was brought back again to be simplified. Calling on the Lord is to get the person of that name.
Amen.
Our God is a living God.
Amen.
And when you call on His name, you get a living person.
Amen.
You get God Himself as life.
Amen.
So it's good to open up the time. Usually when you're in a dead condition, the easiest way to contact the Lord is just to call on His name.
Amen.
This way you can receive life.
Amen.
And the second way is prayer. And it's good to pray in the mornings. But I was readjusted again on what the definition of prayer is. You know, sometimes I have a concept that prayer is to pray for things that you need or to ask God to bless you that day. But I want to read a quote from Life Lessons, message number 4 on prayer. This is a quote from Brother Lee. It says, "The real significance of prayer is..." Wouldn't you like to know what the real significance is? Oh, the real significance is to contact God in our spirit.
Amen.
And to absorb God Himself.
Amen.
So when I read this, prayer is to contact God and to absorb God. So this should be our goal in the mornings. When we pray or when we call, we should have the Lord in view in mind. And I would encourage all of us not to try to do too much. There's a lot of ways and handles, right? Calling on the Lord is one. Praying, you can pray read. You can sing the word back to Him. And even confessing your sins. But actually, just be simple-minded. Just have a pure heart and earnest desire just to come to the Lord.
Amen.
To touch Him as life.
Amen.
So that you can be revived.
Amen.
And this needs to be our daily habit.
Amen.
Praise the Lord, this week we have every day, every morning, we have a chance to practice to touch the Lord in the morning. So we have a little bit more time before 8:20. Maybe we can turn to hymn 395. And maybe for the sake of time, we can just sing the first stanza in the chorus and then the last stanza in the chorus. So hymn 395. And as I was musing on this hymn this morning, I was appreciating how many times it mentions day by day or daily growth, right? Our morning revival is to touch life in a daily way. So maybe we can, before we disperse, maybe we can just sing those two stanzas.